Hi guys, welcome to this week's Extra Time Show, your second bite of the eSpurs cherry each and every week. This week on Extra Time, we'll be getting your thoughts on our big talking point of the week, which was this week, of the following three wins over Man City, which was the biggest and why. And we asked you for your thoughts on the 1981 Ricky Villa and all that game, the 2010 Peter Crouch header, which of course took us into the Champions League, and 2016, a very, very recent, of course, the Christian Eriksen winner up at the Etihad, which has given us a great, great opportunity in the Premier League, as we now know. So of the following three wins over Man City, which was the biggest and why? That was the question this week, guys, on the eSpurs talking point. As always, each and every week, we put that on our Twitter and Facebook and encourage you guys to get involved and have your say. And of course, this week, you've, as usual, been involved in your droves. Great, great responses this week, guys. And we've got those responses to be read out on the Extra Time this week. First up, I just want to get the lads' thoughts on this one before we get the thoughts of you guys out there. Rick, in terms of 2016, obviously it's very, very recent. 2010, with that Champions League, so, so important at the time. And 81 was a trophy. So all in their own respects, very, very important. Which for you was the best and most important win over Man City?
Well, first I've got to say, regards to 81, I was born 89, so I wasn't alive for that. But I do know that my name, Ricky, it wouldn't have been Ricky if Villa didn't score, so that's why I'm named Ricky.
Oh, well, that
so
answers that like, question for
well,
us.
Well, I feel like I've got some allegiance to 81, but at the same time, the Champions League one in 2010, that's special, but the 2016, the one most recently, I mean, that could be something that goal could lead us on to something very, very special this season. So my heart says maybe say 81 because it led us to a trophy, but my heart says this year because there could be something even more special than just an FA Cup at the end of it. So I'm going to tilt and go towards Eriksen's goal, just because I think also the fact that we last won the league in 61, and when you swap the ending digits around,
I like
61,
it.
16, you know, I am a bit of a cliche, I am a bit of a myth, so I suppose I've got to follow my heart and say this season could be even more special, so I'll go with this year.
All great wins in their own respect. And I guess, Jace, it's only something with regards to 2016 that we'll know truly at the end of the season.
Yeah, 81 led to something, and 2010 led to something, and 2016 might lead to something, but hasn't led to anything yet. So fingers crossed it leads on to the what we all hope it will be. But, you know, for me, 81 was the... I first saw Tottenham 1974. And my first real regular season was the year we were actually in Division 2 at that stage. So, you know, 1981 was the first time I'd seen Spurs lift a trophy. I'd heard all the stories from my dad about the doubles and the great players of that era. But, you know, 81 will always be the special one because it was that very first time. It was the 100th Cup final. It was the first time we'd had a Wembley replay. And then to win it in a typical Spursy game, wasn't it? Go to a replay, 1-0 up early on, concede a fantastic goal to be back level, then go behind in the game, then come back to win it 3-2, and what a goal to win it. I mean, they still show it now, don't they, as the best ever cup final go. So I think that one will always be special to me. And then obviously 2010, you know, it was Champions League, and how many brilliant nights did we have? You know, everything that led to, the Inter Milan game, the, you know, the AC Milan game, the Crouchy goal even in Milan was on the back of Crouchy's goal in Manchester. So, you know, those things both stood for a lot more than Eriksen's one has so far stood for, but that could be the biggest one of the lot.
It's really interesting, isn't it? And again, I guess it goes back to that generation thing, the in terms of the importance. Depends on the generation you're from to a certain extent, I guess. 81, as you mentioned, I'm sure there were, you know, people out there who went to the game, watched it on TV like yourself, Jace, and would say that's the most important. Whereas another generation on, another couple of generations on, maybe the 2010, because of the, you know, finally getting our hands on that Champions League place. They might say that's the most important. I want to just read out something that was emailed into us by somebody responding to this comment. Don't forget, you can email your responses. Not only do we have Twitter and Facebook. You can send in comments, responses to any of our talking points, e-spurs@live.co.uk. And I promised I'd read this one out because it was a great story, and it's from Andrew Painter. He emailed this into us last week. He said Ricky Villiers' goal in 81 was his favourite, even though he did not see it until many years later. As a Californian native and in his early teens, he was somewhat new to European football at the time. And he says, my exposure to the English game came through listening to shortwave radio broadcasts on the BBC World Service on early Saturday mornings. I'd just received a shortwave radio the previous Christmas in 1980, and I was intrigued by the team names that amused me: Tottenham Hotspur, Aston Villa, Nottingham Forest. But it was Tottenham that stood out above all during their FA Cup run, as they captured my imagination through the radio. My interest in the club has remained to this day. And he says, come on, you Spurs. Great, great story. And another example there of how Spurs can capture the imagination of supporters overseas. We saw during the Champions League season, I've lost count of the amount of supporters from overseas that I've spoken to and asked, why do you support Spurs? Why did you choose? Of all the teams you could have chosen, and 99% of the overseas Spurs fan base that I've spoken to, the younger generation especially, they say that Champions League season, the Bale season, the glory nights of the Champions League at White Hart Lane is what brought them to Spurs. And really interesting. I mean, this guy didn't even have a TV to watch the Spurs games through, but he listened on his shortwave radio, and the name Tottenham Hotspur drew him to supporting Spurs, and that cup run of 81, the Ricky Villa goal. So great story. Thanks to Andrew for emailing that into us. And lads, you've got some more great responses from the followers out there. Rick, do you want to start us off, mate?
So I've got here today is to do at Dave Bowerman 77, who says 81, as it helped secure the trophy, better than any Champions League qualification, to be honest. I've got Flace at Flace 1, who says 1981, but potentially 2016 if we end up winning the league. I've got THFC underscore 1959 at P Lambswood, who says 2010, because it took us to the Champions League for the first time. I've got Josh Fitter at Josh Fitter 95, who says Villa, as it won us the FA Cup, asked us again in May, and if we won the title, it will be Ericsson by a million miles. And then finally, I've got D. Raj, Rajkanika at D. Rajerk, who says, wasn't alive for the Villa goal. So comparing the recent two, have to go with the Crouch goal, given its decisive nature.
Yeah, once again, we've seen the evidence that pretty much everybody has a different opinion on this one. So it's a great talking point. And it's really interesting to hear people's thoughts. Again, it seems that generational thing. We heard there people saying, well, they weren't alive for the 81 cup final. So they, you know, don't truly see that as the biggest win. It's a more recent win over Man City. It's funny, isn't it, how a lot of these big wins have come against Man City. It's great to see. Jace, what have you got, mate?
I got from Anthony Ashton 1 at Anthony Ashton 1, 1981 all day long. We won a pot, not 3 points. And I think even calling it a pot, probably tongue in cheek, but it was a little bit. I mean, in those days, you know, what people perhaps the newer generation don't understand is FA Cup final day then was a really special day. It was the only live game on TV you got in terms of club football. So, you know, everybody watched the cup final, regardless who the two teams were. And it would come on at 9 o'clock in the morning. Mm. And you'd have so many, you know, how the teams got there. You'd see them in the hotel, you'd see them getting their suits fitted, and it was a really special day in those days. And so I think, you know, the FA Cup then was almost more important to win than the league.
Yeah.
That's probably easier to say because we hadn't won the league, but there was a lot more glamour in winning the FA Cup than there was the league title in those days. So definitely, you know, I can understand that. We've got Richie at Richie KPUK. As it stands, it has to be Crouch's for what it earned us, but by the end of the season, it could well be Ericsson's. We've got Dan at Dan Smith 1984, 2016's. The celebration at the end were a sign of a United club all together as one. I can't compare 1981 as I was not alive then, because this for the first time now gives us hope we can win the league and stands us well for the future with such a win. So that's a good answer. Carl Woodbridge at Top Hole 65. The 81 win was our first trophy in 14 years. 2016 win has given the team belief they can challenge for the title that we haven't won in 55 years. And then finally, we've got Kev Green at Kev underscore G1. definitely 2016, just down to the fact that the money spent by them, the players that they had, barring Kevin De Bruyne, and it was at their pad. Come on, you Spurs. Mm. So again, a whole mix of views there.
And I guess, Jace, in many respects, there's certain similarities between the 81 win and this current win, in that they were the start of better things. In terms of 81, you've mentioned there, we hadn't won a trophy for 14 years, but we then went 82, won it again, 84, won the UEFA Cup. So it was the start of great things. This season, we've seen the celebrations after the game, and there's all the signs that this season could be the same.
Yeah, and I think, you know, down to the managers, I think we've all probably made Keith Birkinshaw the one after Bill Nick that was our best ever manager, and yeah. Pochettino could well take that mantle. Obviously, if he wins the league, he'd definitely go down as their second one. But yeah, it is what they lead to, and the great shame was that Champions League, you know, that could have really kick-started the club, disappeared, you know, less than a year later when you know, the Harry debacle came in, and you know, so many things went wrong right at a crucial time for us, and we lost all that momentum that we would have got.
I'm just wondering, Rick, in terms of 2010, does it become slightly more impressive due to the fact that, other than Bale, we didn't really have any world-class players in our side, did we? I mean, you could argue in 81 we had a couple in Villa and Ardiles, but in 2010 we were really the underdogs, weren't we, at that time? I mean, no one expected us to get top four. We hadn't spent huge amounts of money, and there were certainly not, I can think of, other than, I mean, Modric, I suppose, is one you would call him, Bale. But it's certainly impressive in that sense, in that we were very much the underdogs when we snatched that Champions League place off of City.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I don't think anyone really expected us to have the, what's the right word, didn't have the foresight to see Spurs to get it over the line. And that was, I think many were surprised that we'd done it that season. Bearing in mind, Mancini was in his first season at City and they were playing well and they spent all the money and they were favourites. And I have to say, Harry Redknapp played a massive part in that. He did give the belief to the players that we had. But yeah, aside from Bale, we had obviously Modric in the team. But when you think to yourself, we had Gomez in goal, who was good in his day, and we had Batsong as a centre-back. It's yeah. crazy to think we qualified or got into the Champions League, but we didn't need to throw it away against Young Boys. But no, at the time, it was a fantastic achievement by that set of players. And it shouldn't be forgotten that was a great achievement to have got in the Champions League at that time. And that was really, I'd say, the last year where you had that opportunity, because now you do see that the amount of money that's been put into football since then, especially in the Premier League, it's so hard now. And this season, if we do manage to get a Champions League spot, that also should be, that's a wonderful achievement for Spurs. Yeah. If you look at the amount of money that's in our starting lineup compared to the rest, Man United especially, they spent 260 million since Van Gaal's turned up there, and we're 10 points clear of them. So that shouldn't be forgotten. So if the worst comes to the worst and we get Champions League this season only, it's been a phenomenal achievement by the players. Pochettino's got these players playing above and beyond what they should be. And you've got to remember that he's doing all this with one solitary striker. That's easily forgotten. But we've only got one recognised striker at the club. We're still in the Europa League. So, yeah, we all pray and hope that there's something even more special to come this season. But no doubt about it, that Champions League winning back in 2010 was fantastic. But this season could be far greater. We await to see.
Incredible. I mean, you mentioned the players there that we got Champions League that season. Palacios, another one. Bentley was in the squad at the time, wasn't he? Of course, he was the one that did the deed with the water.
Eunice Cabal.
Absolutely, Jay. I mean, it's stunning, isn't it, when you think about it, bearing in mind that the money that City had and the power they had at the time and have still got. But yeah, different horses for courses in different times, I guess. And this season, I think, would top it all if we got that Champions League place, and maybe even greater. Who's to know? So, lads, let's just get a definitive answer on this one if we can. Rick?
Oh, it's so tough. Put me on the spot. I'm inclined to go with 81 purely because it was the build-up. We won a trophy. But again, you need to ask me this question again really in May, because I'll be giving you a different answer if certain things fall into place. But I'd say 81 for now. This season, it may lead to something special. We shall wait to see.
Absolutely. Let's hope so. And Jace?
I'll go 81 because, like I said, it was my first trophy. And I think, you know, even if we did go on to win the league, there'll be a better day for us between now and the end of the season than winning at Manchester City. You know, if we beat Arsenal in 2 weeks' time, that will go down as an even more important win than the one at Manchester City. And it could even come down to Newcastle on the last day of the season, and we get a really scrappy 1-0 win, and that's what gets us over the line, and then everyone won't remember so much winning at Manchester City. It'll be the win at Newcastle on the last day of the season. So, you know, 81 for me is definitely the key one.
Yeah, so there you have it, guys. 1981 and all that. Ricky Villa still stands the test of time as the best win over Manchester City. Fantastic stuff, lads, as always. Don't forget, guys, we want you to get in touch with the show, and you make this talking point what it is. So we need your responses each week, guys, on Twitter, on Facebook, and look out for the talking point each week. We post it normally 2 or 3 days before each show, so get in touch with us and let us know what you think, and we'll read the best of those out on the following week's show. That's all we've got time for on Extra Time this week. Don't forget to catch the regular eSpurs podcast each and every Monday, and of course this new Extra Time show out on Thursday. My thanks to Ricky and to Jason. Have a great week, guys. A big game coming up against Swansea at the weekend. Let's hope for 3 points and that title push we've all talked about. Take care, guys, and come on, you Spurs.